As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp, but feel stiff. Others are comfortable, but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to noon with Kuhn.
It's John Kuhn and Touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Kuhn for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Kuhn run for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback, John Kuhn. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to noon with Kuhn on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
You know, what Rich brings to this our culture, this football team, you know, is just, it's really, he's a very impactful coach around here. I thought we've been better on teams the last few years than we've been in a long time. Our cover units have been better. We got one of the best punters in the National Football League. They've got an excellent snapper. Brandon was excellent last year. This year, again, he worked through some things injury-wise and then had a bad playoff game. You know, that was kind of how that ended. But now I got a lot of faith in Rich and his staff, what they do around here. Not only the X's and O's and what they bring to the field, but what they bring to this place culturally is really important.
Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst yesterday at his season-ending press conference. Vote of confidence for Rich Bisaccia and his special teams units. Hour 2 of 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. There's John Kuhn. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Schneid along for the ride. We're keeping you updated on the NBA trade deadline, especially as it pertains to the Bucks and Giannis, all day long with the trade deadline coming up at 2 p.m. Just a real quick, this just came across my timeline. Chimes Serania saying that the Warriors believe that the Bucks are not going to trade Giannis to any team at the deadline and that he will remain a Buck. And now I haven't been more scared that Giannis is going to get traded I'm more scared now than I've ever been, John. When Shams starts reporting that Giannis isn't getting traded, that's when I'm like, oh damn, Giannis might be getting traded, you guys. Everybody be on alert. Everybody be on watch here, because Shams just reported it's not going to happen. A much, much better reporter than Shams Charania. He covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. He's that dude on that beat, and he's on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. It's Ryan Wood. Woody, how are you this morning, my man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. And if you want to no comment this, go ahead and no comment this before we get into the Packers and what you heard from Brian Gutekunst yesterday. Do you have any thoughts or opinions on the way reporters like Shams Charania and Brian Windhorst do their jobs?
You know, there's a journalism's got different sects, right? Different sectors of the field, and they're as good as it gets when it comes to the transactional news. It's kind of a rigged game for local guys. The way it works, your national guys are going to get transactional news. I think for me, where the local journalism is extremely important is me and my fellow colleagues on the beat. We're there every day. Nobody knows the team as the ins and outs, the trends and flows better than we do. And so what you're getting from the local perspective is in-depth analysis that really can't be matched. Contextualization. When there's a Brian Gutekunst press conference, we talk to Brian Gutekunst every time he talks. We are able to really discern what is he saying here when he says this. Those type of things, I think, are invaluable in terms of understanding the why and the how. The transactional news, very cut and dry. You're going to get the what. This happened, that happened. That's the what. But there's a deeper level of how and why that you get from the local side when it comes to analysis, context, those things, that I think is extremely important.
Woody, you said it's a rigged game for those guys to break the news. Can you go into detail on that, how it works and how excited? Where is the baseline for you to be able to break something without having to pass it up the chain or even Rob Domofsky? Like, what gets decided there, and do you get excited when you get that opportunity?
Well, it's all about relationships, first and foremost. But even more than that, it's about eyeballs. And that's where the national media comes in, because national media has national eyeballs. Local Packers beat writers or any beat writer for any other team, the other 31 franchises, you have the eyeballs of your fan base. And that's incredibly invaluable for me. I mean, that's something that I behind every byline, every tweet, I am thinking specifically about Packers fans. I am not a Packers fan, but I think about Packers fans because I report directly to them. National beat guys, national writers, they have the eyeballs of all 32 NFL teams or all 30 NBA teams at once. So if you want a quick, hey, and I've had this happen before where, you know, we talk about it's about relationships. You have good relationships with certain sources. But if something happens in the dead of the night, and something changes, and that needs to get out there as fast as possible, they're not leaking to local. That's not where the eyeballs are. You need everyone to know at once. That's Adam Schefter. That's Ian Rappaport. Because then suddenly everybody knows this is what's happening. It doesn't mean that we don't chase news. We chase news all the time. And you get a lot of local scoops. That's a regular thing. But that's why you see the national media have way more transactional news scoops, because of those eyeballs.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on 9 to noon. All right, you heard, and you heard it live yesterday. You were standing right in front of him when he said it. What Brian Gutekunst said about Rich Bisaccia, the state of the special teams, were you surprised by any of that, that he seemed so confident in the job that Rich and those units did?
Honestly, no. We've had this conversation where – I was more surprised when Brian Gutekunst said that they focused more on special teams the last 4 or 5 years than ever before. In these settings, let's paint the picture. It's a ballroom full of, I don't know, it was probably 50 reporters yesterday, everyone wanting to ask questions. Very, very different than a one-on-one. You can't, the reality in these settings is you can't get every question that you want asked. But if this had been a one-on-one, my follow-up would have been, yeah, okay, Brian, but you didn't have a returner. Like, you might have had one of the best punters in the league. You might have been really good on coverage. And, you know, let's just gloss over all the penalties, because on a certain level, those are part of the game. But you also, like, we're talking about prioritizing special teams. You did not have a regular full-time punt or kickoff returner. You basically punted on the return game. How is that prioritizing it? That's where I don't get. As far as Rich Bisaccia's role, it's not his fault that he did not have a returner. Now, the penalties, does that come on Rich Bisaccia's watch? For sure. I'm not saying that he's been the fix for Packers special teams, but I've seen several special teams coordinators before him, I've told you guys this before, not be able to fix it. And at a certain point, if you can't find the guy, maybe you're the problem. Maybe it's an organizational dysfunction when it comes to prioritizing special teams. So the way I see that hasn't changed in terms of Rich Bisaccia might not have been the fix to this point, but he's also not the primary problem. You've got to fill the spots on your roster, including special teams, and they did not do that.
All right, Woody, the overwhelming sentiment from the fan base as you check on social media or our talking text line or anybody that calls in is that the Packers are complacent and they're content with going to the playoffs, and what they achieved even last year is just status quo. I took something completely different from this press conference with Goody. I understand the PR side of this, that he has to go out there and say things in the right manner. You're not going to dog your team because you're not sure who's going to be here yet from your team. But I took from it, Goody was not happy with the way this season ended, regardless of injuries.
That's a frustrated GM. That's what I saw yesterday. You know, the thing that I think I will remember, the line that out of his mouth that I will remember from yesterday above all else is, losing five straight games, we haven't made a decision on anybody. That is that is a powerful statement. That is a GM who, he's not just thinking about talent when he says that. He's looking in his evaluation at, okay, who can we win at the highest level with? Right, and not to say that that wasn't part of the evaluation before, but that's something that's different than just raw athletic score. That's different than pure talent in measurables and testing. That is, who can we win with to get where we need to go? And that is going to base the determinations on this roster. The other reason I think that you saw a very frustrated GM, Brian Gutekunst made it very clear. He felt like this roster had everything it needed to win a Super Bowl this season. And he even said after the Micah Parsons injury, he felt like they could have won those games. He didn't say Super Bowl, but those games, 21-3 up in Chicago at halftime, could have won that game. The job of any GM is to build the roster that can win it all. Brian Gutekunst sure looked like he felt like he had done that, and they didn't get there. I think that was a great source of frustration.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. The one area where he was openly critical, like I felt like if you wanted to hear criticism or critique of anyone from Brian Gutekunst yesterday, you had to kind of read between the lines. But the one place he was openly critical was about these end-of-game situations that the Packers continually fumbled, no pun intended. Was that I don't want to say a shot, but a call to action to anybody within the Packers organization, Matt LaFleur or anybody else?
Well, one thing I did ask him was, okay, Brian, you're talking about the need to finish games, which is what he identified, rightly so, as the biggest flaw in this machine last season, was that they just simply did not finish near enough games. Cleveland, Dallas, they had opportunities against Carolina, Philadelphia, both games in Chicago. Just a plethora of games they could have, should have won and did not win. And I asked, okay, finishing games, doesn't that come from the head coach? Like, isn't that a culture thing established that in situational football, you execute flawlessly, that you don't fold in crunch time? And he wasn't going there. He said, it's on all of us. And he made it clear that it was Ed Policy's decision to extend Matt LaFleur, just as it was Ed Policy's decision to extend Brian Gutekunst. But he said in his words he was fully supportive of the decision. He touted their working relationship after these past 7 years together. But I'm still at that point. It comes from the head coach. I get why Ed Policy extended Matt LaFleur. Ed Policy, he hasn't come out and said it yet, and he needs to. He absolutely needs to explain this decision to his fan base. But the reason had 1, 2, and 3. Jordan Love and his continued development and progression. I mean, it's true that Matt LaFleur has conducted something of a football miracle here, ensuring that after Aaron Rodgers, the Packers still had the guy for the third straight time, having the guy at quarterback. which has never happened in this league before. And he's done that. The fact that the Packers, after Aaron Rodgers, did not turn back the clock to 1973, there is certainly a great deal of gratitude that is owed to Matt LaFleur for that. But once you've established the guy, it's not just enough to do that. You have to win at the highest level at that point because you are the envy of the league. That is what the Packers are with Jordan Love, a quarterback. Everyone wants a guy like that. Not a lot of guys, not a lot of teams do have one. You've got to be able to get to that promised land where they're going to go. That's the question.
All right, Woody, you mentioned it right there. Goody drafts him, Matt develops him. And you mentioned the draft and develop of Jordan Love, outstanding between the pairing of those two guys. But the draft and develop mentality of the Packers as a whole, does that need to be altered or does it just need to be better?
No, I think they found a good sweet spot when it comes to how they intermingle free agency with draft and develop. Draft and develop in a salary cap league is always going to be the baseline, the foundation for how you build a roster. It needs to be, because if it's not, you wind up like the Denver Broncos, right? And they went to the AFC Championship game, but you talk about football miracles with the dead cap money owed to Russell Wilson. That was absolutely a football miracle. You wind up like the New Orleans Saints, kicking the can down the road and trying to get out of cap hell if you're not a draft and develop team. So that's going to be the baseline. He just simply missed on Aaron Banks and Nate Hobbs. And that's the risk of free agency. You're not going to hit on every free agent all the time. It doesn't work like that. You're always taking a gamble. Year before that, he hit home runs with Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs, right? So I don't think you're going to see a change in terms of how they use both. I don't think you need to see a change. You just have to realize that when you do dip into free agency, you're not getting a home run on every home run swing.
Ryan Wood, our Green Bay Football Insider, our guest here for a few more minutes on 9 to noon. Do you think offensive line is the first priority, the first thing that needs to be addressed for this Packers team this offseason?
Yes. I mean, one on each side of the ball, offensive line and corner. I thought it was very interesting. One of the things I asked Brian Gutekunst was whether he felt he needed a wholesale change at corner, or if, you know, if it was something less than that. He made it very clear, no, not wholesale change. And I can see that. You know, I think that Keyshawn Nixon is a starting cornerback in the NFL for a championship-level defense. I do not think that he is a number one corner in the NFL for a championship-level defense, and there's a difference there. Brian Gutekunst has made it clear he looks at it as adding depth, which means adding competition to that spot, and the hope being that you find another starting level corner, because they only have one at this point. As far as offensive line, one of the things I asked Brian Gutekunst was whether he felt like guys were in the right spot. One of the stronger statements he made was he believes in flexibility. He's always going to believe in flexibility. Given the attrition war of a season, you have got to have a positionally flexible offensive lineman, and that he does not care where you think you're better at. If you're on the field at any spot, your job is to perform. I think we all know who that statement might have been driven toward, Jordan Morgan. But I do think that offensive line was a train wreck last year. It was Brian Gutekunst's biggest project before Micah Parsons, and they did not get the results that they were expecting.
Woody, my last one for you. Anything stick out to you yesterday at the press conference that we haven't asked you about yet? Being on the beat, being there in person, you can get feels and vibes better than we can. Anything else that might have been maybe overlooked by the fan base?
I don't know if this was overlooked or not, but the thing I was thinking as I was sitting there was, how about 27 minutes, 30 seconds, the first time that Brian Gutekunst was asked about Jordan Love? And it was the only question in a 37-minute press conference about the quarterback. How different that is in the last 2 years, where we just, rightly so, peppered Brian Gutekunst in the season-ending pressers about Jordan Love and his development and where he's at and his career trajectory. Like, those questions just vanished. It took almost 30 minutes to ask about Jordan Love, which I think is very fitting, because there's very very little that you have to worry about with this quarterback right now. I mean, you look at Jordan Love and where he's at in his development. I think the one fair critique is there are times that he could mix in his legs more. right? He, especially under pressure, a lot of aborted throws last season, which, give him credit, his pocket presence is at the top of the league. He does a great job mitigating disastrous plays like turnovers, like sacks. But, okay, maybe making a few more plays under pressure. Outside of that, you know, the answer to that is keep his jersey clean. He's going to win you an MVP. Like, that's where he is right now. That's a great place to be with the quarterback. I think it was very clear where this team is with its quarterback position, and that's a great place for any team to be.
Woody, last one for you. Is Giannis a buck at the trade deadline, and are your Pacers doing anything?
I am in full it's been like this since the start of the season, since Tyrese Halliburton popped his Achilles. I am in full lose all the games, get a top five pick place with the Pacers. So, you know, so far so good there. Giannis, you got to ask my colleague Jim Ozarski that one, man. I hope he stays because I have children who are children, boys of Wisconsin that love Wisconsin teams and love Giannis, and I love my kids. So I would like Giannis to stay for them. But I have no idea. It's a fascinating situation, obviously.
Woody, I got one last one for you. I lied before. Who you got in the Super Bowl, Seahawks or
course,
Patriots?
Right? Of course.
I got the Seahawks. My big question is, do you take the Pats and the points? I feel like you do. 4.5.
I got a great stat for you, Woody.
Cover.
Woody, I got a great stat for you. There's 16 times that the one seed has faced another seed that was not the one seed. 14 of those games, the underdog won outright.
Outright. See, I have been firmly on taking the points in this one. It just feels like I think that there's an avenue for the Patriots to win, which is Sam Darnold having a Sam Darnold game, and that's absolutely possible. Even if not, like, that's a gritty Mike Vrabel coach team, good defense. Drake May could have a big performance, and that Seahawks defense is really, really good, really good. I don't know if it's as good as the Houston Texans defense, and Drake May looked in a snow game, looked pretty good against them. I think that that's the cover or not is more interesting to me than I do think the Seahawks win, but that 4.5, that's interesting to me.
I also lied. Do you think there's anything to the electrical substation theory next to the 49ers practice facility?
All I know is that I'm glad that I'm not in the Bay Area right now. You know, just sidestep that one. We'll maybe go to wherever the Super Bowl is next year.
You won't need any tenderization.
Yeah, no one needs that in their life.
That is Ryan Wood.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Dude on the Packers beat for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, us right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, and on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Woody, always appreciate the time, man. Enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday, my man.
You guys do the same. Take care.
There's Ryan Wood joining us on the show. Wow, he didn't want to touch any of that. He didn't want to touch any of the electrical substation talk.
He believes in conspiracies. You know it. You know it. A guy that lives in Wisconsin is a Met fan, a Pacers fan, claims he's not a Packers fan, but covers the Packers. That guy, he's got some stuff he's
probably
dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, don't we all? Don't we all have some conspiracy theories we believe? Don't we all?
I think so.
All right, let's
do
it.
No comment.
All right, coming up next, it's Random Power Rankings. We may or may not believe the conspiracy theories we are about to rank on Random Power Rankings next, right after this, on 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.